Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning, Amy.
Kia ora.
How are you doing today?
I'm really good.
That's awesome, sweet ass. Today on the show, we have Cruz Jimenez in the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Awesome. We're going to be talking about your latest exhibition on at Sanderson Contemporary Newmarket.
So, Cruz, thanks for coming on the show.
No worries.
Welcome. So a little bit about your work. Your work has a mystery that oscillates between the abstract and the real. It's dark in palette, mainly black, perfectly suited for a day like today. Sometimes your paintwork is strong and dominating with black drips covering the entire surface, and at other times your work is like a delicate dance between the two mediums of paint and photography, presenting a gritty visceral of paint and a muted memory of a moment recorded and then represented. Tell us about yourself. You were born in Mexico?
No, I wasn't.
No? Okay, wait, we'll get there. I've got a list of questions.
Okay.
Where did you grow up? How long have you lived here in New Zealand?
Okay.
What was your childhood like? I want to know your past, which has informed your aesthetic.
All right.
Go.
grew up in Huntington Beach, California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a third generation Californian. Grew up pretty much on a farm, my grandparents' farm. So we were surrounded by gardens and animals. And
what kind of farmers were they?
Let's see, like vegetable farmers.
Have you seen My Own Private Idaho? It's very...
Yeah, yeah.
Was it like that?
No, not that big. No. That's a crazy movie.
Yeah, because that's all I know of farming in California. I wanted to grow up in an environment like that. So were there long roads with like big things flax? Not flax, wheat or whatever.
It was a whole different Huntington Beach than what it is today. My grandparents were on 10 acres and pretty much two little houses across the street from them, fields everywhere that my brother and I and my cousins would play in and collect tadpoles and tease the bulls. And
Were the roads dusty and would it get dry?
No, it wasn't. But I can see the yellow grass. So a lot of my imagery comes from those memories.
Okay.
And very much so living with my, being with my grandparents quite a bit. So everything comes from, all of my imagery comes from family.
Yeah.
Memories lots of memories. And sometimes I get a little melancholic. That probably explains the dark in the paintings, the black, which I find beautiful.
Oh,
There's beauty in the dark. And so now it's just about trying to play with my surfaces and create something different, something that you can fall into.
Yeah, they very much tell a story. Your new body of work on it, Sanderson, draws on ideas of nostalgia. The work depicts fragments of memories and nostalgic wanderings, such as roses and seagulls. I put that in. Is it actually a seagull?
No, it's a dove.
Ah, dove.
It's
look
a
at
white,
me.
A white dove.
overwashed with rain-like paint and dapples of memory, as well as a visceral depiction of the artist's premonition of his future. Now, I read that on the site. Now, I'm very curious. What have you seen? And tell us about your clairvoyance. me what's happening this afternoon.
That's not me, but I do like to think that I can predict my future. I'm very goal-oriented with everything that I do. More so with my feelings and my life and, with my life with my partner and my close friends. So it's all about, staying positive and, and I carry my stones with me all the time.
Oh, wow. Is that a rose quartz that helps you absorb love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get given
an amethyst.
Them. Amethyst is for what?
Bringing happiness and healing and attracting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the good stuff.
The good stuff, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, because you need a combination of the good and the bad.
Yeah,
I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Often artists can easily get stuck in the bad stuff because you're so sensitive.
Yeah, and that's so old school. You know, the the depressed artists and whatever. There's no
but
need.
But they
to,
are depressed
No need
now.
To be depressed.
No. Yeah. Antidepressants, people, get on them.
We're creative, and we should celebrate that.
That's true. That's true. And like a sponge, you pick up everything emotionally, potentially, and of course that means the good and the bad.
Yes. Yes.
So Hyreth. Is that how you pronounce the title?
I say Hyreth.
Hyreth.
Yeah, and it's a when I came across the word, I loved the how it sounded off the tongue, but then what it meant, it just really hit home. It's such a beautiful. It's a homesickness for a home that possibly didn't exist, or that you can't come back to. So.
Just let me interject and let our listeners know what we're talking about, and that's the title of your show.
That's correct.
Right now, back you go. It's about homesickness, nostalgia, the yearning,
nostalgia,
the grief of places lost in your past. Now, this is where I picked up the Mexican thing. Why did I? Does that come from anywhere? Oh, I have read it.
I am Mexican.
So I haven't imagined.
No. I mean. Yeah, Mexican American. That's quite.
So when you talk about referencing the places that you cannot return or may never visit again or may have never been to, what are you referring to then?
I'm referring to not as a home that's completely gone. It's more about the memories, like that exact memory, that exact time that my dad and I were flying a kite. As an 8-year-old, I can never go back to that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I find that quite beautiful to. To think like that. So it's nothing sad. It's
so where does the word Hyreth come from? What is it? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Hyreth. So do you ever become overwhelmed by a feeling such as love, but have no idea what the source is?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm talking right now, and I'm holding in tears.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So I get really emotional.
Oh wow. Yeah. Oh, well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. What have I got next on my list of questions? So when I first looked at your work, I thought that you perhaps were a painter, but actually you work in paint and photography and mixed media. What do you define yourself in any particular style, and do you find yourself oscillating towards a particular discipline, or how would you what do you think of yourself as?
When I first started studying, I was a design major. So everything was I was taking photos all the time. So the photos that I used in this LAX exhibition were from my sophomore year in art school.
Whereabouts did you go to art
school? I went to the Art Institute of Southern California, and then went to Parsons for
a bit. Yep, in New York.
Yeah.
NY City.
In NYC, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Was there for a semester, then came back and graduated. But and then that's where I really got into painting and drawing. And then kind of figured, it just kind of happened. I think I had some photographs in my studio floor and some paint flicked on them. And I looked at them and they just had the ink and the paint just landed perfectly on the image. So I started going with that and did that for a while, stopped, and then, painted for a while.
And so your earlier works where you've got quite little, kind of almost little illustrative bits overlaid on sort of washes of background color. Was that pre-photography kind of coming back
Post-photography.
Okay, so that's right. So that was 2007. Okay, good.
And the photos were from the early 90s.
Cool. Always cool to have photos from the early 90s. All right, well, that's pretty much what we've got time for this morning. Just one quick question.
Sure.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Oh, wow. Lately, I've been listening to Nicholas Jar.
You're the DJ, Kira, do you know?
Sounds familiar, but
I wouldn't. French performer.
Oh, wait. Jean-Michel Jarre. No.
No,
You know the like 60s, 70s dude.
No.
Jean-Michel Jarre, you'll say.
Nicholas Jarre, J-A-A-R.
Mm.
No. Oh, well, good to know.
or I've been listening to the Doors a lot.
Oh, I love the Doors. And, always been a Birdman. I mean, a Wordman better than
and
a
Michael
Birdman.
And Michael Martin Murphy, Wildfire. I've been listening to that a lot.
Wait. Wildfire, that one.
And she called me Wildfire.
I know the song.
That one, yeah.
I know the
song. I listen
to
that over and over.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And everyone should head along. We've, Cruz's work is on at the Sanderson Contemporary in Room 2 at 2 Kent Street, Osborne Lane in Newmarket until the 30th of April. If you'd like to check more of Cruz's work out, you can go to Cruz Hermes, which is spelled CRUZJIMENEZ.NZ online.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.